Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sterling High School as Sterling TV 19 and Sterling Radio presents playoff softball here from Sterling High School. It's the Sterling Silver Knights taking on the Woodstown Wolverines. How's everybody doing? Rob Strauss, soon to be joined by Kevin Schulz. We take a look at the starting lineup for the visiting Wolverines, leading off and playing center field, Mariah Brown, followed by Madeline Clark playing left field, McKenna Bell at first base. The cleanup position is Brianna Roberts, and she will also have the ball in hand today and pitching. Gracie Roberts as the catcher, the DP, Madeline Padlow. Lauren Major hitting seventh and playing second base, and at shortstop, Alexis Pierce. And rounding out the starting nine, Sarah Morgan playing left field. And we take a look at the Sterling defense. Just a phenomenal defense there. The 2015 Colonial Champs, Trish Quinn taking the mound yet again for the Lady Knights. And Ashley Croge will be the catcher. Edmonds at first base. The Ochenegro sisters at second and third, respectively. And Marissa Nagel at short. We'll get to her in a moment. And then the outfield of Pease, Brook, and Kriebel. Take a look at head coach Kelly Talent, otherwise known as Kelly Johnson. We still call her Kelly Talent. And getting ready to take the field in this second round matchup. It's a 2-7 matchup. Sterling took care of business in the first round. Pretty easy against Cape May Tech, a 12-0 shutout victory. Trish Quinn had a phenomenal performance in that game, and they just came off the final regular season win on Monday against West Deptford, beating West Deptford 6-1 to capture the Colonial Conference Championship, and they finished the season and a perfect record, 16-0 in the league, which I don't think we are trying to talk to Mr. Napoleon and I think Mr. K, we were talking about this earlier. I don't think this has ever happened in Sterling softball history. Of all the teams that won, even the, going back to the team that won everything several years back, 7 years ago or so, not one team has gone that far in the, or had been gone undefeated rather. The team's getting ready to take the field here. Sterling taking the field. And we're just about getting ready to underway and take a look at Trish Quinn. She's going to be the one that's going to get Sterling there. Obviously, their ace pitcher, 10-1 with a 1.84 ERA, 47 strikeouts and just 12 walks allowed on the season. And the best part about this stat, if you look at this on the screen, she is only a sophomore. So, Sterling, you're going to be calling this name for a couple more years here at Sterling High School. And I'm sure Coach Johnson is extremely excited about that. And if you have a good pitcher, one good pitcher in softball, I mean, two would be nice, but one, you can go a long way with that one. Just about to get underway here. Trish Quinn taking her warm-up pitches. And it's going to be Mariah Brown coming out of the Woodstown dugout and getting ready to take the first swings here against Trish Quinn. Mariah Brown, the center fielder, averaging 385 with a pair of doubles and half dozen RBIs. And we're just about set to get underway. And to welcome all of our viewers on Sterling High School Radio taking a listen to this game. Second game of a doubleheader here as the first pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards center field. Brooke making chase, but it's going to be the shortstop, Hannah Ochenegro, taking care of the first out. So one out, one down on one pitch. Don't know if Brooke would have gotten to that. Have an awkward catch for Hannah Ochenegro. And now it's going to be Madeline Clark, the left fielder. Again, one pitch. And this time, same result, goes through the legs of Brooke. And that's going to allow Madeline Clark to go into second standing up. So it's going to be a base hit and an error. On Anne-Marie Brooke. So single and E8 if you're scoring at home. Take a look at it on our monitors. Not that this helps our radio audience. Just went right through the wickets of Anne-Marie Brooke in center field. Brings up McKenna Bell, first baseman, as Trish Quinn offers. And again, a first pitch hit foul. Almost hit their head coach for Woodstown playing third base. You got to look alive there. McKenna Bell hitting 387. Six doubles, 12 RBIs on the season. I don't know if we have a replay on that. That just missed their head coach, Jennifer Hildebrand. Or excuse me, Julie Knight. No, it is Jennifer Hildebrand, excuse me. Real quick foul ball. Take a look at this on our screen. It just missed her. And you're looking at a 1-2 count here with a runner on second. Madeline Clark stands on second base with one out here in the top of the first on the single and error by Amory Brooke. The 1-2 pitch swung on and hit in the air towards center field. Brooke calling everybody off, saying she has it, and she squeezes it for the second out. Routine fly ball for Anne-Marie Brooke, and that's going to bring up Brianna Roberts, the pitcher, hitting in the cleanup position with a runner in scoring position. Two out here in the top of the first. The lefty looks at a strike. Brianna Roberts, 329 on the season, her batting average, four doubles, home run, and a dozen RBIs. The 0-1 pitch swung on, fouled back. Out of play, it's 0-2. Taking another look at it here on our monitors. It's going to come right into your living room. Cool camera angle from Coach K, as always. And here comes the 0-2. Swung on, hit down the third baseline, popped into the glove of Gab Ochenegro, and that's going to do it for Woodstown. In the top of the first, they get no runs, one hit, one error, and they leave one as we move to the bottom of the first, and it's Sterling's chance now. We'll take a look at the Sterling starting lineup. It's going to be Marissa Nagel leading off, playing shortstop. Elle Kriebel in right field. Hannah Ochenegro, second baseman, followed by her twin sister, Gab Ochenegro, third base. Nikki Little hitting fifth in the DP. Ashley Croge, the catcher, hitting sixth. Marissa Edmonds playing first base and batting seventh. Haley Peace in left field, batting eighth. And rounding out Sterling starting nine is Trish Quinn, the pitcher. And we look at the Wolverines' defense. Roberts pitching to Roberts. And Bell at first, Major at second, Pierce at short, Lacey at third, and then the outfield combination going from left to right of Morgan, Brown, and Clark. It's going to be Marissa Nagel to lead off. She is, we mentioned that we were going to get back to her. She is just two hits away from 100 for her career. Had a monster day in the opening round against Cape May Tech. Nagel, Kriebel, and Hannah Ochenegro will be the starting three as we take a look at some really impressive stats from Marissa Nagel. 468 average, 10 doubles, four triples, 7 home runs, and 24 hits. Incredible season that she's having here at Sterling. Incredible career on top of that.
Yeah, there's some short stuff.
Woodstown reserves leaving the right field side of the field, and now it's going to be up to the pitcher, Brianna Roberts. As Coach Johnson taking the third base position, sending in the signs to Marissa Nagel. You got to think that she'd be swinging away here. Bottom of the first, no score here. Sterling, their first at bat here for Marissa Nagel. And she looks at a ball high and 1-0. Quickly working again, the 1-0 hit in the air towards left field and getting underneath it and making the catch is Morgan for the first out of the game. Stepping in now, Elle Kriebel, the right fielder, batting 415 on the season. And she looks at a called first strike. Joined in the broadcast booth now by Kevin Schulze. Schulze, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, what did I miss?
You missed a base hit and an error in the top of the first, but no damage done.
Okay.
We're both rocking the day-day doubleheader just at the River Sharks game this morning and slash this afternoon, and now working towards Sterling softball as Kriebel lifts one into center field. Backing up is Brown, and she makes a catch for the second out. So back-to-back flyouts for Sterling, and that's going to bring up Hannah Ochenegro, the second baseman.
So we definitely have a little bit of a wind going here, and if you get it up in that wind, you could put one out.
Hannah Ochenegro now .790 on base percentage. And she looks at a ball low for ball one. You mentioned the wind. We dealt with this at the River Sharks game just a few hours ago. 68 degrees, partly cloudy, northwest wind at 19 miles an hour, occasionally getting a gust over 20. The 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike.
That's an official wind forecast for you. That's a good job by you.
Take a look at this pitch. It was an outside pitch, but somehow they got the call for the strike. And Kriebel looks at ball 2-1.
Well, if you're going to get those calls, that's what the pitchers are going to attack. They're going to attack that area off the plate. So
3-1 now quickly to El Kriebel as Brianna Roberts has fallen behind. Hannah Ochenegro. Her sister Gab waits on deck. Swung on and missed. Healthy cut there by Hannah Ochenegro. Now the count is full. Swung right through that one, and here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back against the backstop. Count will hold.
Right on the outside corner, but Ochenegro knows that, you know, you're going to get that. The pitcher's going to get those outside calls, so you've got to swing at that one. Good job protecting the plate.
Again, the 3-2 offering. Swung on and hit in the air to right field and squeezing it for the out of the inning. Final out of the inning, rather, is Clark, and that'll do it for Sterling here in the home half of the first. But Sterling hits them all out to the outfield. They covered all three outfielders, left, center, and right. And it will be Woodstown's turn to try and manufacture some hits and runs.
Not much different than the last game we were at, where Sterling really didn't do too much early on. But once they got to the pitcher the second time around, really were able to make things happen. And offensively, they never looked back from that point on. But, and you look at what we looked at one replay, Rob, with the attack in that outside part of the plate. And I'm sure Trish Quinn knows that now. You know, she's hearing the hitter, she sees what's going on. So she's going to be able to attack that outside part of the plate. But it's a matter of which team offensively adjusts to that strike zone and is able to put the ball in play. I mean, you know, Sterling was able to do it with the fly balls, but you want to continue to put the ball in play, which is one thing that this team, Sterling, is very good at.
It's going to be Grace Roberts, Madeline Padlow, and Lauren Major for Woodstown. Gracie Roberts coming in, averaging .438. Swings and fouls back the first pitch, 0-1. Hear the wind. Every now and again, we'll kick up here as the 0-1 offering on the way from Quinn. Again, foul back, 0-2. Can hear the home plate umpire saying 0-2, and here comes the pitch from Quinn. Grounded right back to Quinn. It's going to be an easy 1-3 put out. So, three pitches and one out here for Sterling. Defensively here in the top half of the second. To bring up Madeline Padlow, hitting .312 with a half dozen RBIs on the season. Fouls the first one back off the top of the screen. Croach catches it, but it doesn't matter because it's
that screen.
Yep.
One thing you're going to get from Trish Quinn is a consistent performance. You pretty much know what she brings to the table.
And Madeline Padlow looks at called first strike.
You know, she's going to have the good location, going to have the change of speeds. And she's got that poise that you need in a playoff pitcher.
Padlow grounds one foul off the home plate down the third baseline. And now 0-2 real quick to Madeline Padlow. Delivery from Quinn, sharp grounder to shortstop. Gab Ochenegro fires over to first to Edmonds for the out. Nice arm there by, Nagel at short. Over to Edmonds, 6-3 on the putout.
And that's a real nice job of Edmonds finding the bag. Had to come off the bag, and a lot of times you'll see first baseman not be able to locate the bag on that play. Real good job at first base.
First pitch to Lauren Major, fouled back up against the administration building to the right. The 0-1 to the second baseman. Swung on and hit and rifled right at Gab Ochenegro. Lines right out to Gab. She didn't really have to move much. And Woodstown goes down quietly here in the visiting half of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And we're going to move to the bottom of the second, where it's going to be Gab Ochenegro, Nikki Little, and Ashley Croach.
Well, you saw a couple hard hit balls right there. That's more hard hit balls than I think we saw in the entire game the last time from Lower Cape May or Cape May Tech. But real good defense from Sterling. First from, like I said, Edmonds held the bag on a nice on a throw from Nagelman. A nice play in the field. And then Ochenegro snags that line drive to end the inning.
It's a deceivingly warm slash cold day here. If you're, and we have jackets on, but you take the jackets off and you're almost too cold. But if you leave the jackets on, you're almost a little too warm.
It is.
It's very, very weird here today.
It's 71 degrees, and it seemed weird picking up a jacket. But
yeah.
We were at Campbell's Field earlier, and it was pretty chilly there.
Yeah.
So we learned from that.
I think for the first time that we've been doing those games, nobody went outside and hung out outside. Usually everybody's out there, and then nobody's hanging out inside where our broadcast booth was. But
well, the last time the issue was it was humid. Everybody wanted to turn on the air conditioning.
Yep.
And seems like the year before, they were hot days. But all in all, great day and a lot of fun, and the kids did a great job.
Yeah, they did. It's going to be Gab Ochenegro. Looks at a ball high and outside for ball one. Winner of this game will advance to the semifinal round and face either Buna or Overbrook, the 3-6 matchup up top. 2-0 to Gab Ochenegro. Looks at a ball low, so good at bat here. Hitters count for Gab Ochenegro as Brianna Roberts has fallen behind. And you have to think, Gab's taking all the way here, and the pitch is in there low for a four-pitch walk, so the leadoff runner is aboard. And you got to keep an eye on the speed of Gab Ochenegro there at first base.
Good job waiting for her to throw the strike. And again, that's another thing, in addition to putting the ball in play, that these girls from Strong have, is they have great approaches.
And just as you say that, she's on her way, and she's in there safely. Stolen base for Gab Ochenegro, so she stands in scoring position with nobody out. Ochenegro got a great jump. And even if the throw was online, I don't think they would have gotten her anyway.
Yeah, that's a mark of one of Coach Towns' teams. They're very aggressive on the base paths.
Little hits one to second. And that's going to move Gab Ochenegro over to third base. So 4-3 on the putout for the first out. And that's going to bring up Ashley Croach, the catcher.
Well, if you get one of the fly balls you had in that last inning, you'll be able to tag up and score a run.
First pitch to Croach is low. Stopped there nicely by Gracie Roberts. Gab Ochenegro can fly. Soccer star. Group 2 champion as well. Pop fly. Catcher Gracie Roberts comes underneath it, and that's going to take care of Ashley Croach.
Well, you wanted a ground ball to the right side, or you wanted a fly ball to tag up on, and obviously that was one thing you didn't want here with Roberts battling and getting that second out for Woodstown.
Marissa Edmonds steps in right now with a 200 average. Looks at the first pitch low for ball one. Runner on third with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Second round of the South Jersey Group 2 playoffs between Sterling and Woodstown. Grounder right to third base, bobbling it is Lacey, but is able to fire and get Marissa Edmonds for the final out. Bang, bang play from Lacey to Bell for the final out. Sterling, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one. Take a look at how close that is, Schulze.
Look at the replay, looking.
They all look like the school cameras. Is there a station down here?
Yeah.
just got her.
I got my beard.
Wow, that was close.
Take another look at it in our monitor here. And not that our radio audience would be able to help at all. That's a real close play. I mean, we have a nasty sun glare here, but we'll take one more look at it. Goes right to Lacey, bobbled it momentarily, and just fires an absolute BB over to Bell at first base, and that's real close.
Might have been a tie.
Have to go to the slow-mo replay.
Tough. Yeah, motion, a regular motion, that's a tough one to make. That could go either. It's always going to go either way.
So both teams scoreless after two. And it's going to be Pierce, Morgan, and Brown for Woodstown. The shortstop hitting 271 with a home run and 13 RBIs. First pitch to Pierce on the outside part of the plate for strike one. Trish Quinn, her second playoff appearance, and hitting into the air at shortstop right at Marissa Nagel. Had to back up momentarily, but pretty easy routine play for Nagel. P6 on the putout as we're going to bring up Sarah Morgan, the left fielder, to round out the starting nine at the plate for the Wolverines. First pitch fouled back out of play. Sarah Morgan hitting 354 with a triple and six RBIs and a pair of walks as well in the season. First pitch to Morgan, laced into center field. It's going to go over the head of Anne-Marie Brooks. She misjudged that one. And they're going to bring her around second. And she's going to be into third, barely standing up. Probably should have slid there.
Yeah, definitely should have slid.
But it's a stand-up triple with one out for Woodstown.
And Brooke just broke in on that. And she might still not have been able to get it, but that was solidly hitting. This is one thing you're seeing that's much different from Cape May Tech is that Woodstown's definitely getting it on the solid part of the bat.
Ryan Brown is going to have an RBI single. They're going to hold her to a single. Probably could have stretched that into a double, but the run's going to score. And Woodstown strikes first, 1-0.
Like I said, they're hitting the ball hard. They hit the ball hard the last time right at Nagel and then right at Ochenegro, but they're definitely getting the good part of the bat on the ball against Quinn.
That's going to bring up Madeline Clark. Looks at ball one.
And one good thing about this, Sterling, a team that throughout the year has fought back from deficits, so getting behind is not a big problem with them, especially with their offense.
Check that, it's 3-0 now to Madeline Clark, the right fielder who singled and reached on an error by Brooke in the first inning. 1-0 Woodstown as she looks at strike one off the RBI single by Mariah Brown. The 3-1 on the way. Swung on and grounded to short. Nagel's got it. She's got a second for one, but that's all they're going to get. 6-4 on the putout. They get the lead runner.
Good aggressive takeout slide there by the Woodstown runner. Not allowing Hannah Ochenegro at all to get that ball off for a potential double play.
Brings up McKenna Bell, who flew out, and she lines this one right out to Nagel for the final out of the top of the third, but Woodstown gets one, and they do so on two hits, and they leave one stranded. So we're gonna move to the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 Woodstown.
There we see the girls over there, Coach Talent, talking to them, just, I guess, letting them know, hey, we can come back in this game. We can absolutely come back. We've done it before. There's been games throughout the year where they've come back. And the big thing is when you look at this team, you've really got to like what they've done offensively throughout the year. You know, Coach Johnson says it's probably one of her better offensive teams as far as having the ability to always put the ball in play and force the other team to make plays in the field. And that's a big thing, especially when you get to the playoff time of baseball. Softball, same thing.
Yeah. Different field, but same concept. It's going to be Pease, Quinn, and then back to the top of the lineup with Nagel, who is just two hits away from 100 career hits. Haley Pease steps in, and Brianna Roberts gets the ball, and we're just about ready to go. With the bottom of the third, Sterling trail in unfamiliar territory, trailing this one 1-0. First pitch in there at the knees for a called strike.
Woodstown not looking even the least bit like a 10-13 team.
Next pitch to her, skied up and out of play, maybe. And no, it stays in, and catching it is the third baseman, Lacey, right in front of the Sterling dugout. I thought that was going out of play.
It's close. I think the wind might have brought it back.
So Pease goes down on a pop out to the third baseman. It's going to bring up Trish Quinn, the pitcher, hitting in the nine spot. It's a 2-7 matchup. Woodstown on the road. Quinn fouls one off back against the screen. One and one. With one out to Trish Quinn. Marissa Nagel waits on deck. A cool new camera angle. It's coming right out in your living room. And Quinn ropes one into center field. Caught easily there. Routine fly ball caught by Brown in center. And it's back to the top of the lineup. Sterling still looking for their first hit.
Well, this was, again, the first time around seeing a Cape May Tech pitcher. Got the ball in play. Didn't really hit it that hard. It wasn't until the second time through.
Nagel rips one down the left field line, and it is gone! Game-tying home run, hit number 99 for Marissa Nagel, and this game's tied at one.
Well, so much for not getting a good part of the bat on the ball. And Marissa Nagel turned on that one, and really got all of it. What a way to start things offensively here for Sterling. Marissa Nagel has been doing it all year with the glove and obviously with the bat, with the power. Turned on that and you could tell she got all that right off the bat.
Little slap bunt, looking to go foul, and they apply the tag, so three unassisted on the putout for the final out of the inning, but Sterling ties the game on the Marissa Nagel home run. And we move to the top of the fourth, all tied up at one. Another replay at that, Schulze.
See here.
So Nagel gets right there, that
got it
much
up
closer.
In the air. You tell that left fielder was breaking back all the way, but just like that, Sterling fights back on the bat of Marissa Nagel.
Coming down.
So Sterling gets one run on one hit. Just as I said, we are looking for their first hit. They get it off the bat of Nagel. He's hitting well into the 460s. And it's going to be the heart of the order for Woodstown, the 4-5-6 hitters in Brianna Roberts, Grace Roberts, and Madeline Padlow.
Yes, obviously Marissa Nagel, that was with her, that was the first really hard hit ball I know since I've been here. But an impressive thing about this Woodstown team is they hit the ball very hard.
Yeah.
And I keep looking down at the 10-13 record and I'm thinking they must play in a great conference.
First pitch to Brianna Roberts, fouled back out of play, 0-1.
Definitely don't look like your typical 10-13 team.
A little bit different team than we saw just a couple days ago with Cape May Tech.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And that's the first thing that stood out to me.
ropes one into right center field. That's over the head of Kriebel. And it's going to be a stand-up double for Brianna Roberts to lead off the fourth inning.
I mean, they're not just getting their bats on the ball. They're driving the ball.
Fourth hit of the game for the Wolverines. And that's going to bring up Gracie Roberts, the catcher, who grounded out to Trish Quinn, her first at bat in the second. First pitch to her, she's showing bunt. Gets the bunt down the third baseline, picked up by Quinn, and stretching to make the play at first base is Edmonds, but they get the job done and advancing the runner to third base.
That was a great play by Ochenegro coming over there. I mean, she had to stretch and keep her foot on the bag. Just an outstanding job.
It's going to bring up Madeline Pavlo. Grounded to short, her first plate appearance in the second. Runner on third, one out, and it's a 1-1 count with one out here in the top of the fourth. Brianna Roberts, a leadoff double, stands on third base. Trying to score the go-ahead run. Grounder to third. Ochenegro checks the runner. And it's 5-3 on the putout. Good job by Gab Ochenegro to check the runner back to third.
Yeah, that was a nice job by her. And also the situation was good for Strun, where the ball was right to her, right next to the runner. It's not like it was over a little bit where the runner could come off the bag a little bit, and then the runner really had to freeze right on the bag, not even a few feet off of it or a few steps off of it.
Brings up Lauren Major now. Hits a first pitch into left field for a base hit. That's going to score a run, and Woodstown has a lead 2-1.
Now, they've been hitting the ball hard, but that one wasn't hit that hard, but it doesn't matter when it finds the open spot. This is 21 for Woodstown. To Alexis Pierce, the shortstop, in the 271. Pierce takes one high for ball.
And this is right around Trish Quinn's ERA. Her ERA is right around one. And she's given up two here through 3 2/3. Pitch fouled, out of play, 2-1. So an RBI single from Lauren Major scores Brianna Roberts, who doubled the lead off the inning. And Woodstown has the lead 2-1. Hit into right field, El Kriebel's underneath it, and she squeezes it for the final out, but Woodstown gets a run on two hits, no errors, and they leave one stranded as we head to the home half of the fourth.
And it'll be interesting to see. Well, we already got a quick look at our leadoff hitter, Marissa Nagel, seeing the pitcher for the second time and hitting a home run. So it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the lineup reacts and what they're able to do with their second go-around at Roberts. There you see the fans out here. We get a lot of people out here for these playoff games. Baseball team getting ready for their Group 2 playoff game down at Buna tomorrow at 4 o'clock, which will be on Knights Radio.
We'll have that for you live starting around 3:30. Get the streaming going. Maybe get some pregame interviews probably around 3:45. Then first pitch will be at 4 o'clock. The weather's not supposed to be fantastic. We just checked the forecast. On and off showers, so we'll see how that affects. I mean, obviously Sterling would love to have a rain day on that one for sure, to try and get Andrew Miller another go at it here. But either way, Sterling has pretty solid pitching outside of Andrew Miller, so it's not like, you know, there's a big fall off between the first and second pitcher.
Look at this last pitch on the replay here. Wow, that's way off the plate. That's that outside call that they're getting.
Bunt back to the pitcher. Covering is a second baseman. So it's 1-4 on the putout, something you don't hear a lot at first base, but a good job by Brianna Roberts to get it over to Brown for the out.
Yeah, both teams are doing a real good job with the infield play on the different rotations. You saw the second baseman getting over there to get to the spot.
First pitch hit underneath the glove of Lacey and into left field. They're going to score that an error. I think that's one that Lacey probably should have had.
Yeah, if you get your glove on that one, that's the one you've got to get. And I know third base, you have very little time to react, but if that goes, hits your glove, you're going to have to get it. And Sterling right now with one out, himself an opportunity.
E5 stealing on the play, and in there safely is Gab Ochenegro. Back-to-back steals for Gab Ochenegro. And that puts her in scoring position with one out here in the bottom of the fourth.
Well, that's the second time in this game they've taken advantage of Gab Ochenegro's speed. Not a bad throw at all down to second from the catcher.
Next pitch fouled out. Out of play. It's going to hit the backstop. Hopefully it doesn't hit Mr. K's camera back there. Here's our new camera angle right behind home plate. Little stationary camera we set up through the screen there. Gives us a pretty good look. Another ball, 2-0 with one out and Gab Ochenegro on second. Sterling trailing this one 2-1. Hit off back to the mound. Off the glove of the pitcher, but picking it up is the shortstop, Pierce. Fires over to Bell to get Nicky Little.
Rob, look at this catch and off of the tip, and then look how quick the ball goes in and out of the shortstop. And that's the key to getting Little on this play. Comes in, gets rid of it right away. That's just a great catch, circle, and release by the shortstop. An outstanding fundamental play that Woodstown absolutely needed in that situation. Get the second out.
Gab Ochenegro heads to third as Ashley Croge steps in. I guess you'd go 1-6-3 on that put out.
That is a huge play right there.
In there for a called strike, 1-1. And then this umpire really likes the outside part of the plate. This is 6 inches off the side of the plate as Gracie Roberts moving to her right significantly to try and make that play. But not going to get that call on the off-speed pitch. It's 2-1.
Definitely attacking that area, and rightfully so. If you're getting those calls, you're going to keep going there.
Croge looking to score Ochenegro from third and tie the game here at 2. Pitch hit on the ground right back to the pitcher. Brianna Roberts drops it momentarily but composes herself and sends it over to Bell for the final out of the inning. So it's 1-3 again on the putout, and Sterling goes down here in the fourth. They get no runs, no hits, one errors, and they leave one stranded. They've left two base runners. As we move to the top of the fifth, it's 2-1 Woodstown. It's going to be Sarah Morgan, Mariah Brown, and Madeline Clark to lead off for Woodstown as we take a look at the pole vaulters. I think, is that Justine Thomas? And here we are. There we are. How's everybody doing? Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, Eric Schulz, who's muted,
Google
but
guy.
He's here. He's our stat guy.
Stat guy.
Say hi. Say hi.
Wave.
There he is. A little wave. There he is.
Wave.
There he is. That a kid. Live looking at track practice with Coach McElveen.
RNG.com writer looks a little like George Beatty.
I just told her, I said, you're starting to imitate.
Think
yeah.
So?
Yeah, man, sure. I'd go with that. So again, it's the 9-hole hitter and then back to the top of the lineup for the Wolverines. The 7th seed looking to pull the upset here. A lot of softball left to be played. Top 5th. 2-1 Woodstown off the RBI single by Lauren Major after Sterling tied it up on the solo home run by Marissa Nagel.
Definitely has the look of a typical playoff game where the game hangs in the balance of a play here, a play there, an error here, an error there, and that could be the difference.
Sarah Morgan steps in. She tripled and scored a run, and she's right back to her ways back in the third. She leads it off with a single right into center field. So the leadoff batter is aboard. And you're here in the top of the fifth, and Wolverine's looking for some insurance. Back to the top of the lineup, Mariah Brown looks at ball one. They check back at Sarah Morgan at first.
Continue to be impressed with what Woodstown's been able to do. I think Quinn's getting a little more of the plate in this game than she did in the previous one, leaving them out over the middle of the plate.
Ball gets away from Croge, and that allows Morgan to get to second base, as that pitch was low. So it's a 2-0 count to Madeline Brown. Interesting to see how Trish Quinn responds here. A little bit of adversity. And a strong pitch there, swinging through. It was Brown for strike one. 2-1.
That's one of the things that we said that we were impressed about her, and why she's such a good pitcher in this situation, because she has the poise.
Showing bunt and laying it down is Brown. They're going to go to first for the out and get it, but that's going to move Morgan over to third base. So we take another look at it here. Coming in, charging hard is Quinn. And fires the first for the out, but the, I don't know if you want to call that a sack bunt.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, and that's the exact play you're going to do every single time. Move the runner over, give yourself two shots. With only one out, give yourself two shots to get the run home and extend the lead to 3-1.
Madeline Clark steps in now. One for two, single and fielder's choice. And lays down a bunt. They're going to try to squeeze. They're going to go home with it. And they got her at home. 1-2 on the putout. Great tag applied and great block of the plate. So they get her at home. That was a big, big play. Remember that play, guys.
And we talk about Quinn and her poise on the mound and throwing, but also there, sometimes you get some pitchers in that situation, they would hurry the throw. Got herself set, made the throw, made a good throw, and they're able to get that second out and obviously cut off the run at the plate.
McKenna Bell fouls one off the screen out of play, 0-2. Two out here, one on. Remember that play, Schulze, that's gonna be a big play. Next pitch, hit in the air to left field, and that's why it's a big play. That would have scored a run, and now you have runners on first and second.
Runners on serve first and second, and you've got the cleanup hitter on another ball. Hit off the good part of the bat, line to left field.
Brings up Brianna Roberts, who doubled and scored a run in the fourth. Pops one up, straight up in the air. Trish Quinn is underneath it, and nobody calls for it. And now the bases are they're calling a foul ball? Oh, they let it go foul. Smart play.
Got
had the backspin on it.
They got play by letting it go, but there was definitely, obviously, a lack of communication there, and I'm sure those girls know that.
Edmonds, Croge, and Quinn all came in on that ball, and everybody stared at it, and it dropped between the three of them. Unfortunately, it had enough backspin to go foul, and now it's roped right at Hannah Ochenegro, who spears it for the final out, and they leave two runners aboard.
Well, you got the out on a line drive, and you got past the top part of the lineup, which you could possibly see again, or you know, you might be able to go through the lower part of the lineup, and then that's it. But obviously Sterling's got to get things going offensively. As we look at that line shot right there, second base, Ochenegro, just like she has all year, Hannah Ochenegro, outstanding in the field, snagging that line drive.
I think we have to go back to that squeeze play at the plate. As a, we mentioned this earlier, there's something that you're going to want to go back to, because the next batter singled, then would have scored the run.
Yeah. Well, it's that split second decision making that you have to make. And, you know, a lot of times you'll see pitchers who panic. You didn't see her panic right there, just got rid of it. Good throw, perfect throw. I mean, the throw was right there.
And even a better blocking of the plate by Ashley Croce.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be the bottom of the lineup for Sterling. It's Edmonds, Pease, and Quinn. all of them waiting for their first hit of the game. The only hit coming off the bat of Marissa Nagel, who homered in the third. That's hit number 99 for her career. And should she's going to get another opportunity to bat, and she would love to get hit number 100 here in this quarterfinal matchup. Edmonds grounded out to third, her only plate appearance in the second. And the pitch coming on the way from Brianna Roberts in there for a called strike.
Roberts really locating well with the fastball, and you look at this right here, outside part of the plate. Boy, that's got to be almost a foot outside. You know, and I'm sure, and it's obviously a ball that tails, and that's where a lot of times umps will say, well, it hit the plate or hit the corner when it went across the plate, but that doesn't even look close.
2-1 to Marissa Edmonds, the first baseman. Sterling trying to get their leadoff hitter aboard, fouled off back off the screen, so it's 2-2.
See the foul ball right there.
2-2 to Marissa Edmonds with Haley Pease on deck. The pitch swung on, fouled off again. Good at bat here by Marissa Edmonds, making Brianna Roberts work.
Well, reaching out, you've got to address that pitch on the outside part of the plate. What advantage that does, then a lot of the pitchers, you get two foul balls on the outside part of the plate, then they can come inside and jam you.
Again, the 2-2. Swung on, fouled off again.
At some point, you have to think she's going to come inside, because to have the hitter reaching. See right there, you know it's a ball, but with the strike zone, you have to swing at it.
Swung on and missed, and the first strikeout victim of the afternoon for Brianna Roberts comes at the mercy of Marissa Edmonds.
And that's tough on the hitter, because that's a foot outside, but you have to swing at it with the way the strike zone's been going.
Haley Pease looks at ball one just below the knees. It's 1-0. Pease hitting 259. The 1-0 fouled off back off the screen. 1-1. Winner of this game will advance to face either Buna, the 3 seed, or Overbrook, the 6 seed. Comes the 1-1 with one out, off-speed pitch, hit towards second base. Nice backhanded stab by Major. Gets Pease at first base. Great backhanded stab for the out.
Oh, I think she was in there.
Well, look, we have the liberty of replay here. And
second one like that, it was a bang, bang play.
Trish Quinn looks at ball one high and outside. Trish Quinn, the 9-hole hitter. Awaiting the second pitch outside, 2-0. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Sterling trailing this one, 2-1.
She was in there.
And we have the ability to look at replay here.
Put in there.
Haley Pease apparently was safe, but it was easy for us to say with a slow-mo replay as Quinn fouls another one off the screen, 2-2. Easy for us to say, but because we have the cool technology.
Right.
2-2, two outs to Trish Quinn. The pitch swung on and hit high in the air to second base. Major underneath it, and she makes the catch for the final out. And Sterling goes down in order here in the bottom of the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. They only have one hit to their credit so far as we move to the top of the sixth. It'll be the 5-6-7 hitters in Gracie Roberts, Madeline Padlow, and Lauren Major.
And clearly, this is, you know, we have the one hit, but Woodstown, is, I don't know how many hits they have, but they're definitely hitting the balls a lot harder, even the ones that are being caught. I mean, it seems like just about every ball is hit on the good part of the bat.
Seven hits, including a double and a triple for the Wolverines. Not playing like a seven seed, or excuse me, a seven seed, yes.
And Roberts from Woodstown on the mound is doing a great job exploiting that outside part of the plate. Really attacking that area, and it's tough for hitters to get out there and get it. You know, you're forced to swing at balls that you wouldn't normally swing at.
Another look in at our track and field team off to our left, getting some extra practice in. Back to live action here at Sterling. It's going to be up to Trish Quinn and the rest of the Sterling defense to hold Woodstown to a one-run lead here. Ball one to Gracie Roberts. Again, it's Gracie Roberts, Pablo, and Major will be at the plate. It's 2-0 quickly to Gracie Roberts.
Well, the one good thing is we talked about at the end of the last inning, you're heading towards the lower part of the lineup for Woodstown.
At the knees for a strike, it's 2-1. Sterling fresh off a Colonial Conference undefeated championship. And hitting one sky up in the air is Roberts underneath it and making an easy grab for a routine fly ball is Marissa Nagel for the first out. Madeline Pavlo steps in now. She's 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. First pitch on the way and swung on and hit. And making the catch in foul territory is the first baseman, Edmonds. So, quick two outs. And here in the top of the sixth.
Real nice job of Edmonds just reacting right away, coming over and getting a big out. Two quick outs here for Trish Quinn, something she definitely needed. She's attacking that lower part of the lineup and doing what she has to do.
First pitch to Major, who has the RBI go-ahead single. It is high and tight, 1-0. Next pitch fouled out of play. 1-1. Pretty generous strike zone by the home plate umpire.
Absolutely.
We've seen this a lot, more so with baseball at West Deptford. Yeah. But it's not the last game, not the last playoff game. That strike zone is very tiny, but this one's pretty liberal. Again, fouled off the screen, as you can hear, 1-2.
You do see this a lot in softball, maybe not as much as today, but we have seen it in the past where you're getting 8 inches to a foot off the plate.
Probably swung at ball four high, popped it up behind the catcher, and making the grab is Ashley Croge to end the inning. So the Wolverines go down in order here in the top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. They're going to move to the bottom of the sixth. It'll be back to the top of the order for Sterling with Nagel, Kriebel, and Ochenegro. That went so high up in the air that the wind almost pushed that back to the backstop. I'm sure Woodstown was hoping for that, but Croge bobbled that moment. That's a tough play for a catcher at any level, whether it's high school, college, pro. That's a tough play, those high pop-ups with the glove.
Well, and I don't know, in softball things happen very quickly, but in baseball they always tell you, the catcher, to turn around and put your back to where the pitcher is, where the infield is, because a lot of times those balls, and again, softball maybe not as much because the ball doesn't go as high, but in baseball, when that goes up to its highest point and comes down, it's going to come down towards the field of play. And you don't want to be facing the field of play because it's just very awkward, so... But with softball, I imagine it's a little bit different because the ball doesn't go up as high.
And this is going to be Marissa Nagel's shot at hit number 100 here. Her 99th hit of her career came in the third inning on a solo shot to left.
And this is Sterling's big shot here, having the heart of the lineup up against Roberts. Here it is. I mean, this is your opportunity. Quinn's done a good job of keeping it tight. Only a one-run game here.
First pitch is in there for a strike.
Look at this pitch right here in a replay.
Right at the knees for a strike. One and one. And hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline. So it's 1-2 to Marissa Nagel. Al Kriebel waits on deck. Sterling only one hit through five innings. Something we're not used to seeing with this powerhouse of a team. And here comes the 1-2. Called third strike on that outside part of the plate. It's been there all day. They've been getting the call there. And they get a huge strikeout on the leadoff hitter.
At this point, I guess you just got to get as close to the plate as possible because it's so far outside. You know, like a lot of times, if you're going to work outside, inside, but it's so far outside, so far off the plate that she doesn't even have to come inside.
Second strikeout of the afternoon for Brianna Roberts, and El Kriebel looks at strike one. Next pitch, high for ball one. Hannah Ochenegro is in the on-deck circle taking her cuts. Fouled back off the screen, 1-2. So Brianna Roberts pitching a really, really strong game here for the Wolverines is ahead of El Kriebel, 1-2.
Well, like we said, if she's going to get, the ump's going to give her those pitches off the plate, she's going to attack that area.
Next pitch got away from Brianna Roberts, low and outside, evens the count at 2-2.
And that's a good opportunity to just waste a pitch right there, being ahead of the hitter. Nobody on base.
Two offering, just missed the outside part of the plate. Now Kriebel was trying to protect there. She thought about swinging.
And you can see the hitters are crowded. They have to crowd the plate, but I mean, there's strikes being called that you really can't even reach at times.
Pitched by El Kriebel, laced into left field, but right underneath it is Morgan for the second out of this sixth inning. Hannah Ochenegro up now. Grounded out to first. And flew out to center field, right field. And she looks at ball one in the dirt. Two-one Woodstown here in the bottom of the sixth, two out. Next pitch just rises high for ball two.
One of the few times Roberts hasn't gotten ahead of the hitters. That's something she's been very good at all game.
Here comes the 2-0 in there for a called strike.
Taken all the way.
Yep. Big pitch here for Brianna Roberts on the way. Swung on and hit towards center field. Running after it and getting it is Brown. And secures it for the final out of the inning. So Sterling in consecutive innings. Three up, three down as we move to the top of the seventh.
Well, when you're struggling to find offense, you hit a ball hard right there, it goes right at somebody. In that last game, I mean, they hit balls hard, but even balls that weren't hit hard found open spots. It's just the way the game goes.
It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters for Woodstown. And don't sleep on the 9 hitter, Sarah Morgan. She tripled and scored a run in the third. That was the one that went over, I believe, Anne-Marie Brooks' head to the fence.
Well, Morgan's got a 354 average, so that tells you
it's not bad for a 9 hitter.
And they're playing like that. You've got a 9 hitter that's hitting 354.
They've belted out 7 hits, and they've been hitting the ball pretty well tonight. So Trish Quinn comes out for the top of the seventh, and will face Alexis Pierce, the shortstop. Okay, Ready to go here in the top of the seventh. First pitch on the way, low for ball one. Second pitch on the way, rises high for ball two. The winner of this game again will face either the third seeded Buna or sixth seed Overbrook. The 2-0. Hit in the air, foul, out of play, over the head of one of our cameramen. I believe that's Tim Hoyle over there standing on the first base dugout. Look out.
Surprised the hitter was. I know it's a pretty good hitter, 354 average. I was a little surprised she wasn't taken there.
Comes the 2-1. Swung on and grounded to shortstop. Nagel has it. Fires over to first. Good stretch by Edmonds for the out. We've seen a lot of good defensive plays by both the combination of Nagel and Edmonds on the stretch.
Yeah, and again, that great ball comes in, circle comes right out, because in softball, you've got to get rid of it quickly.
First pitch to Sarah Morgan, who tripled and scored a run. We talked about her just a few moments ago. She's 2 for 2, is low. Trish Quinn, the 1-0 offering on the inside part of the plate. That one was probably suspect too, but it's 1-1. That one tailed inside, froze Morgan, wow. Actually backed her off the plate a little bit. Here comes the 1-1,
hit, high
fouled it out of play, 1-2. Top of the order after Morgan bats here with Mariah Brown. The 1-2 pitch from Trish Quinn, the windup, and hit in the air, foul, and giving chase and not able to make the catch right in front of the Sterling dugout is the combination of either Gabo Ginegro and Trish Quinn.
It's a little bit like that pop-up that Woodstown was able to get. I think that one went a little bit higher and gave the fielders a little more time to get over there.
1-2 with one out here to Sarah Morgan, the nine hitter. Grounded, takes a funny hop and goes off of Hannah Ochenegro into right field. And that took a really, really weird bounce.
Yeah.
And I guess we call that an infield single.
Let's take a look at this again on the replay.
One down, ladies.
Yeah.
Took a weird bounce. We'll score it a single.
Give her a hit.
And the next pitch is rifled back to Quinn. Goes off the top of her glove. And she does not get her at first base, so it's an infield single.
Yeah, you'll see right here, and it with Quinn getting her glove on it, the runner held up, and she had the force out at second, but with your back to it, you don't know that, but yeah, she could have had the force. You see the runner there, wasn't even halfway.
So back-to-back singles on back-to-back pitches, Morgan on second, Brown at first, and that brings up Madeline Clark. 1 for 2 on the day.
And that's a tough play because you just bat the ball down, your back's to the runner. You're just thinking, just get the out. You can't really see what's transpiring behind you.
2-1, 1 out here in the top of the seventh. Woodstown already leading 1-0. And it's fouled off out of play, 1-1. 1-1 the count to Madeline Clark. Morgan on second, Brown on first, and now it's 2-1. Trish Quinn looking for a strikeout here, and she needs one here in the worst way. With Woodstown threatening, the 2-1 pitch. Hit right back to Trish Quinn. She's going to go to third for one, and that's all they're going to get, so fielder's choice. 1-5 on the putout with two outs.
Good job getting that lead runner.
That's going to bring up McKenna Bell, who is 1 for 3 on the day with a single.
Bell hitting 387.
Grounds the first one. First pitch foul down the third baseline. Runners on first and second. Brown on second, Clark on first. Two out here in the top of the seventh. Comes the 0-1 pitch from Quinn. Hit right at Ochenegro, lines right at her for the third out. And Sterling dodges a huge bullet here in the top of the seventh, where Woodstown could have scored some insurance runs.
Well, and Quinn, she hung in there tough. You know, this is a day where she's not getting ahead of the hitters like she did in the last game, like she has most of the year. But again, you go back to that poise, the ability to keep battling. And even on a day maybe when you don't have your best stuff, you're still doing a great job keeping your team in this game against a team that's got seven hits. And she's really come up with key pitches at good times in this game. So, and giving her team an opportunity here to have one last shot to tie things up or go ahead.
It's going to be Gab Ochenegro, Nikki Little, and Ashley Croge, all three of which looking for their first hit of the game. But should Gab Ochenegro get on, she has have a pair of stolen bases to put her in scoring position. What better person to lead off than the one who's going to steal some bases for you?
Yeah, and you know what? And just I keep going back to Roberts attacking that outside part of the plate. I mean, those pitches are so far outside. Even if you wanted to try to sneak a bunt in, that's a very difficult pitch to even bunt. It's so far off the plate. So it really takes away at what you can do here in a small ball situation.
Brianna Roberts sets herself, and she's ready for the first pitch. The Gab Ochenegro just missed outside and low for ball one.
And that's been a strike at times.
I thought he was going to call it that.
And it's tough for the hitters to lay off a pitch like that.
Comes the 1-0. Swung on and belted into left field, and it is off the wall and over the fence. It's going to be a ground rule double. So a leadoff double by Gab Ochenegro, and Sterling's back in business.
Well, one of the few times Roberts has gotten a lot of the plate. Everything's been out off the plate, and Ochenegro was able to turn on and get the good part of the bat on that one.
First pitch is hit into the air, and not being able to make the catch as it goes foul.
Now that hit the line. Hit the line past the base. I thought it hit the line past the base. I want to see that one again. I don't know. Maybe I'm my 50-year-old eyes.
I thought I saw chalk come up,
yeah,
but that could have been
dirt.
Yeah,
I thought it hit the line past the base. I'd like to see that again.
And now she lifts one into left field and cannot make the basket catch is the left fielder, Morgan, E7, and the runner's aboard. They're going to go courtesy runner for Nikki Little, and the winning run is at first base.
Great opportunity here.
First pitch low for ball one. Runners on first and second. Sterling trailing 2-1 the bottom of the seventh. Again, Ashley Croge up at bat. Croge 0-2 on the night. Sterling can tie the game with a base hit. No out. The pitch swung on and belted into center field. And it's gone! Sterling wins in walk-off fashion! Ashley Croge, a walk-off 3-run home run. And Sterling is going to advance to the semifinals.
They made that look too simple. Boy, she got all that, and you have to think it's a case of the hitters adjusting that ball on the outside part of the plate, getting a little closer to the plate, because there was definitely adjustments made. Clearly, all the hitters drove the ball a lot better in this last inning. That was a shot. I mean, she got all that one. Line drive, got out in a hurry, and Sterling wins, coming back at the end. What a job by the Lady Knights right here.
Fifth home run of the season by Ashley Croge comes at a fantastic time. They will advance to the semifinals to face either Buna or Overbrook.
And Rob, I thought maybe the ball got more of the plate, but that was very impressive in that
That was on the outside part of the plate, like a lot of the pitches that we've been seeing from Roberts where she's been successful. And that Croach just went out and got it, got the good part of the bat on the ball. And I think it's safe to say we're going to have her on for a post-game interview.
And that's fair to say. We're going to take another look at it here. On Armada, there was no doubt about that. She crushed that ball over the center field fence. By 20 feet, she cleared that. Unbelievable. Ashley Croge wins it on a walk-off three-run home run for Sterling. And they're going to advance to face Buna and Overbrook, and Woodstown was rolling.
Here's that pitch again, Rob. Let's see. Yeah, that was looked like it was on the outer part of the plate. Yep. Maybe not as far off the plate where she was getting the calls and the ones a foot off the plate. But, wow. You know, and this was a team win because you're going against a team that had seven hits. They had runners on base. You saw some great plays defensively in key situations. Quinn kept her composure, kept her team in it, and gave her team the opportunity to do ultimately what they were able to do in getting the three-run home run from Ashley Croge and winning.
4-2 is your final score. It was a three-run home run by Ashley Croge. So Sterling gets four runs on three hits, one error, and they leave two stranded. But for all intent and purposes, Woodstown played a heck of a game. They just needed three more outs.
Here it is right here.
And we're looking at the reaction of Ashley Croge. And I don't know if she's screaming or not, but she should be because that was a
for Coach Town at that point yelling, touch all the bases, make sure you get all the bases. Although if she missed it, her run wouldn't matter because you had the other two ahead.
The final count, Sterling gets four runs on three hits, one errors. They only leave two stranded. As I said, Woodstown was rolling for the most part. And Woodstown gets two runs on nine hits, one error, and they leave seven aboard.
I think the big thing, that obviously a great offensive onslaught there, finished off by Ashley Croge, but I give credit to Trish Quinn and the defense for keeping them in this game against a team that had seven hits and a lot of hard-hit balls.
And we're not too sure who won between Buna and Overbrook. We'll find out. What we'll do is we'll get off to a quick break. We'll come back with a post-game show live here on Channel 19 and Sterling Radio. Sterling wins on a walk-off home run by Ashley Croge. They're going to advance to the semis. 4-2 is your final score. We're back right after this.
I'm on top of the world. Who did this?